Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am your host Jason, and I have a pretty cool episode for you today. Today, I'm going to be talking about Ravager of the Teen Titans fame, daughter of Deathstroke. But let me get my disclaimers out of the way, and we will get into it. So, the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, and you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. Now, please, with that being said, my channel on YouTube is growing. I would really love it if you comment, like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, all that good stuff on YouTube to help the community grow. I'm working really hard on it, so I would really appreciate it. It may not be a lot to you, but it means a whole lot to me. All right, so fun fact of the Teen Titans. Of all the Titans, Raven was actually long gone in the comics by the time the show started airing. She met what seemed to be a very final fate. However, with the show becoming a hit, DC took notice of the changes it made, Raven included. Due to her rising popularity in the show, Raven was then revived in the comics. So that's pretty cool, right? Like she was always okay. She was never super popular. But until the show hit, and then people really started latching on, like the cartoon. And when they started latching on, it showed that there was a fan support, so that DC brought her back, and she's been a pretty good major player ever since. So that's really cool. I love it when the comics are paying attention to the fans and going from there. Could it have been like just an easy money grab? Absolutely. And more than likely it probably was. But the fact that the fans wanted it still is pretty cool. Alright. So Ravager. Let me get back on track. Ravager, her real name is Rose Wilson. Now, Slade Wilson, who is Deathstroke, because her father, meets a Cambodian brothel owner named Lillian Wilson. You know, that was Lillian Worth, but they got married. On a search and rescue mission, a few years after his divorce from Adeline Kane. His mission is to help her escape from war-torn Cambodia under the Khmer Rouge regime. After an intermittent love affair with Wilson, Worth gives birth to a daughter whom she names Rose. Believing it to be in the child's best interest, Lillian Worth keeps Rose a secret from Slade. Worth eventually settles down at a brothel in New York City, and during a time when Deathstroke is injured and a fugitive from the law, Lillian Worth takes him in and nurses his wounds. Wintergreen, who is Deathstroke's butler, discovers 14-year-old Rose and suspects that she is Deathstroke's actual daughter. Now, when the other Ravager, who is Wade Defarge, which is Deathstroke's half brother, he kills Deathstroke's friends and family. Ravager discovers Rose, captures her, and tells her that Deathstroke is her father. Wintergreen and Worth launch a rescue attempt, but Worth is presumed dead after she drives a jeep off a cliff while trying to run over Defarge. Wintergreen successfully rescues Rose, though, and escapes. Rose then tries to reach out to her father, but he turns her away. He fears for her safety because he believes himself to be responsible for the deaths of two of his sons. Deathstroke leaves her in the care of the Teen Titans superhero team, and during a training exercise, Rose is injured and taken to the hospital. With her precog powers emerge for the first time when she has a lengthy vision of Deathstroke's future. She awakens before she can test her powers further. She leaves the Titan shortly after and does not see them again until the Technus Imperative conflict, where she allies herself with the Titans to save fellow Titan Cyborg. During this incident, she vocally challenges the new god Big Barda, as the Titans and the Justice League had come to blows. Barda seems more amused and concerned over Rose, and their potential fight is neutralized by other forces. Now, we also did a deep dive on Big Barda. She is a pretty cool character. She's pretty amazing. I definitely recommend looking her up. But anyway, the Madison family in Chicago adopt Rose, but Defarge kills her new family. The Ravager claims to have been offered $100,000 for her death by an anonymous source, but neither of them know that Deathstroke hired Defarge in an attempt to bring Rose closer to him. I guess it's one of those things that if she feels like she's being hunted, she's going to go to him for safety, where he can take care of her. It's not the smartest of plans, but it is a plan nonetheless, I guess. I don't know. Deathstroke anonymously alerts the Titans that Rose's life is in danger, and they fight to defend her. All of the fighters are rendered unconscious by an explosion of halothane gas, and Rose awakens in Deathstroke's lair. He apologizes to Rose for abandoning her, and says that she is the only family he has left. Deathstroke suggests that she become his apprentice, offering Defarge as her first kill. Rose accepts this and takes the name Ravager for herself. Deathstroke secretly injects Rose with the same serum that gave him his abilities, and it causes her to suffer from psychosis. Deathstroke doubts Rose's readiness to work with him, and plans to disown her after she hesitates and is unable to kill Deathstroke's son Jericho when he possesses Beast Boy's body. To prove her loyalty, she gouges out an eye to match his missing eye. Now, when they said she gets psychosis, that is definitely a sign of that psychosis there. Boys and girls, it's never a good idea to gouge out your eyes for the sake of matching your parents. That's not healthy. Don't do that. Alright. After Rose suffers a defeat at the hands of Batgirl, Deathstroke places her under the tutelage of Nightwing after Slade is led to believe he has given up being a hero. Nightwing agrees to train Rose while surreptitiously teaching her the values of heroism. Although Rose develops a crush on Nightwing, as the training progresses, the attraction seems entirely one-sided. To test Grayson's loyalty, Deathstroke replaces Rose's missing eye with one carved from Kryptonite and pits her and Nightwing against Superman. Rose attempts to kill Superman, but Nightwing uses Superman's concern for her safety of not only the civilian bystanders, but Rose herself as her final lesson on altruism. Nightwing agrees to stay away from Rose on the condition that Bludhaven remained off-limits to the latest incarnation of the Society, of which Deathstroke is a charter member. Following the bombing of Bludhaven, on Deathstroke's orders in Infinite Crisis, Nightwing returns and informs Rose that the kryptonite Deathstroke had implanted in her eye socket is not just a danger to Kryptonians, but is also carcinogenic and indeed lethal to humans under extended periods of prolonged exposure. I guess if it's jammed in your skull because it's a freaking eyeball, that's going to be prolonged enough, don't you think? Enraged and heartbroken that her father would endanger her life so dismissively, and emboldened by Nightwing's tutelage, Rose breaks all ties with her father and runs away. Now, 1 year after the events depicted in the Infinite Crisis crossover, Rose once again joins the Teen Titans. She wears the same costume and wields two katana-style swords. With Deathstroke and his serum's influence gone, Rose appears more balanced than previously depicted. Robin admits Rose to the team as a favor to the team's founder and ex-leader, her former mentor Nightwing. Rose forms a relationship with Kid Devil, using his flame breath to light her cigarettes. That's not gonna lie, I'm not a fan of smoking. Cigarettes are bad, don't smoke, but that's a pretty cool trick. Not gonna lie. Okay, when Kid Devil is injured during a mission, Rose defends him and on multiple occasions threaten those she seemed deemed a threat to him. She later admits to Kid Devil that she is afraid of being kicked out should the old members return to the team. Over the last year, the Teen Titans come to the conclusion that they needed more members. And after discovering that Raven believes there is a traitor on the team during the previous year, the team agrees to begin with her. The team travels the world in search of Raven, apparently on the run from the traitor. They also meet several other former Titans, such as Red Star, Zatara, and Bombshell. During a meeting with Bombshell, Rose is accused of being the latest traitor, working for Deathstroke instead. She denies the accusation, supported not only by Kid Devil, but also Wonder Girl, who believes Rose would never go back to her father. Robin and Cyborg agree that Ravager would return to the tower. Furious, Rose prepares to quit the team altogether until the team's caretakers, Wendy and Marvin, reveal to her that the traitor had stolen one particular object, the computer disk containing Jericho's essence. Okay, here's a fun fact. Wendy and Marvin, they are throwbacks to the, I believe, the 70s, like, Super Friends cartoon. You know, with all the little action figures that you squeeze their legs and their arms would wiggle. They were those guys. Wendy and Marvin. Alright. Later, Rose and Joseph fly to New York and have lunch with Nightwing, after which they go to the original Titans Island and discover that someone has built a demented version of the original tower there. Upon entering, they find that their father has kidnapped their teammates, all to gain control of them again. Rose and Joey then rescue Robin and Slade from Batgirl, during which Rose finally has her rematch with Cassandra Cain. Rose and Joey both attempt to stop their father, but they are defeated and left at his mercy until Nightwing, Donna Troy, Raven, Cyborg, Duella Dent, Beast Boy, and Bart Allen arrive. Following the death of her former teammate Bart Allen, Rose attends his funeral in Countdown number 43 along with the rest of the Teen Titans, so it kind of shows that she's in the team still. In Titans number 50, Rose is present for Bart's wake, although she slips off after a while, bored with the somber, reminiscent atmosphere, and invites Kid Devil to join her in skinny dipping in the Titan swimming pool. You know, okay, I mean, everyone deals with grief in a different way. If yours is skinny dipping, then so be it. Who am I to judge? Oh, in Teen Titans Volume 3, number 51, The Titans Tomorrow, a possible future version of the current Titans team arrive in the present to aid the Teen Titans against Starro-controlled villains. Ravager's future self is absent from the group, and it is revealed that she betrays the team, primarily Bart Allen and Kid Devil, at some point. Kid Devil, his adult version, is called Red Devil at this point, and Rose are then sent to battle against Rampage and Livewire. Red Devil tries to convince Eddie to let Rose die during the fight so that she does not manage to betray them in the future. Initially, it appears that Eddie, who is Red Devil, it appears that Eddie intends to do so before betraying his older self to aid Rose. Later, the trio return to the Titans Lair, which is home of the original Teen Titans, where they meet with Blue Beetle. There, Red Devil attacks Blue Beetle, claiming that he too cannot be trusted. Eddie, who is Red Devil, Rose, and Jaime, who is Blue Beetle, find themselves surrounded by an army of Titans led by Lex Luthor, before they all battle against an invading army of Starros. Thanks in large part to Blue Beetle's powers and Robin and Wonder Girl's managing to supposedly... hold on. Yeah. Okay. Let me start over again. I'm sorry. Thanks in large part to Blue Beetle's powers and Robin and Wonder Girl's ability to alter Robin's future, and thus the future of the Titans as a whole, the army of Titans is apparently defeated. That was a really hard sentence to read, and I was like, what did I type? Alright, in Titans number 57, Rose is attacked by Persuader, Copperhead, and Dreadbolt of the Terror Titans, who had managed to infiltrate Titans Tower. During the battle, they goad Rose about the fate of Kid Devil, whom they had earlier captured. Despite overwhelming numbers, they are unable to take down Rose. Rose ruptures a gas line with her energy swords, blowing up a section of the tower. Rose is then revealed to have survived the explosion by crossing the swords, creating a force field. She then follows the Terror Titans back to their base, saving Wonder Girl from Disruptor and Persuader. She then battles Clock King, her own precog powers matching his. Clock King offers Rose a place on his team, but she refuses. Clock King then ejects the Titans from his base. And just like that. Now back at the tower, Rose overhears Robin and Wonder Girl talking about her almost killing Persuader during battle, and deciding there will be repercussions. Rose decides to leave the Titans using one of Clock King's teleportation devices to do it. In Terror Titans number 1, Ravager is seen talking with Clock King, negotiating her role within his group. She agrees to take part in one of the Dark Side Club's arena battles, fighting against Fever. Rose defeats Fever, but when ordered to finish her, refuses, prompting Clock King to have Fever shot in the head. Although appalled by Fever's death, Rose stays, hoping to find out what Clock King's plan is. So, you know, when I was growing up, I remember my first encounter with Clock King. It was in, like, Justice League International, and, man, he was a joke. And I like how the writer is trying to like bump up his abilities or his status. I like that. I like seeing lower level heroes or villains get bumped up, because if they're given the spotlight, they may have something that fans latch onto, kind of like with Raven, you know? So this is pretty cool. All right. Let's see. Okay. Continuing to fight in the tournament, Rose faces off against Static, who we did a deep dive on, and is almost killed. Rose eventually discovers that Clock King intends to use the mind-controlled teen heroes as his own martyr militia to destroy Los Angeles entirely for his own amusement. Attempting to get help, Rose is attacked by the Terror Titans, who overwhelm her. Help comes in the form of Miss Martian, who had been posing as one of the brainwashed teens, and had managed to use her telepathy to free them. Ravager follows the retreating villains back to their base, where she confronts Clock King. Despite their equal precognitive abilities, Ravager is able to defeat them, although she was unable to prevent his escape. Ravager returns during the Teen Titans, Regular Titans, and Vigilante crossover Death Trap, seeking to save Jericho, who had been targeted by Vigilante. I don't know. It's like potato potato, right? However, the unbalanced Jericho refuses her offer to help, continuing in his plot to kill the Titans, forcing Rose to team up with the heroes to stop him. It's also apparent that she has become addicted to the adrenaline given to her by the Clock King. Now, following the Death Trap storyline, Rose briefly tries her hand at being part of the Titans, but finds that she does not belong with them. After an altercation with Bombshell, staged to ensure her loyalty to the team, Rose leaves to find her own way in life. From Teen Titans 72 onwards, Ravager is featured in a 10-page, 9-part co-feature, Ravager Fresh Hell, written by Sean McKeever and drawn by Yildiray Senar. And if I butchered that name, I apologize sincerely. It's not a common name here, so I'm sorry. Okay, in the Teen Titans tie-in to the Blackest Night crossover, Rose tracks Deathstroke down to his old mentor Wintergreen's house and attacks him. During the fight, the two are attacked by their deceased relatives Grant, Wade, and Adeline, who along with Wintergreen have all been reanimated as Black Lanterns. When Grant attacks Deathstroke, intending to burn him in a fireplace, Rose reluctantly intervenes, saving her hated father. She then attempts to incinerate Wade, but is surprised when Jericho jumps out of his body. Jericho, whose eyes had grown back since Vigilante's attack, uses his powers to make the Black Lanterns destroy themselves. After the battle, Rose refuses to reconcile with Deathstroke, despite acknowledging her daughter's love for him. She also realizes that her mother may still be alive, as she was not among the attacking Black Lanterns. That's some next level deduction right there. Like, you've just been attacked by some of people that, you know, were your family that you loved, or at least, even if you don't really love them, you still have a place in your heart for them. They're family. And to be like, wait, this one person didn't attack me. Maybe they're still alive. That's insane. That's awesome. I mean, like, insane in a good way. All right, let's keep going. So following an adventure in another dimension, Static, Miss Martian, Bombshell, and Aqua Girl leave the Titans, and Rose is invited to rejoin the team to help build it back up. While staying in the tower, Rose hacks into the team computer and begins searching for information on her mother. During her time with the group, Rose begins flirting with Superboy and befriends Damian Wayne, the new Robin. She remains with the team up until final battle with Superboy Prime and the Legion of Doom, where she teams up with Speedy to take down Persuader, one of her former teammates on the Terror Titans. She and Damian also help turn the tide of the battle by using a piece of kryptonite to destroy several evil clones of Superboy. All right, I'm having some issues here. Like, she was depicted as a teen, but she's had crushes on Nightwing. Well, who wouldn't? I mean, I have a crush on Nightwing, I guess. I don't know. But who wouldn't have a crush on him? But Superboy, Kid Devil, like, it's really hard to nail down an actual age for her. You know, because it's just everywhere. And I don't know what to think, and I don't know how to interpret that. All right. We got some more, though. We got some more. We got a little bit more of her history. Following the events of Flashpoint, the DC Universe was relaunched. In the New 52, Rose now has both eyes intact and does not go by the name Ravager, though she still appears to have her martial arts training and trademark swords. She's a teenage mercenary hired by the shadowy organization Nowhere to act as a handler for Superboy after he destroyed the Nowhere lab used to create him in self-defense. Rose has a rivalry with Caitlin Fairchild, the young Nowhere researcher who cares for Superboy. Her origin is altered so that she is now the daughter of Slade Wilson and his wife Adeline Kane, removing her Asian heritage in the process. Oh no, they whitewashed her. I don't know if that's true. I think it was just done to make things easier and more streamlined. I'm sure it wasn't a racially motivated thing. Anyways, after it's awkward now. After last seen by the side of her father Deathstroke, following the events of what happened in the Ravagers, she appears 20 years in the future. In this timeline, she is along her husband, Garfield Logan, now labeled as Beastman, living together in the Justice League Watchtower, as Beastman is the only Justice Leaguer alive. The two also have a daughter named Red who is being mentored by them along with other superpower teenagers in order for them to become a team. After an encounter with three members of the Teen Titans from the present, Red Robin, Wonder Girl, and Superboy, Rose and Gar, who is Beastman, put in action a plan to swap Superboy with the man of whom he is a clone, which is John Lane Kent, son of Superman and Lois Lane, who is responsible for the tragedy of what happened, or that happened in that future, to prevent those events from happening again. The plan is a success as Raven's soul self departs with the Teen Titans from the present and the unconscious John Lane, not Connor. Once again, Rose asks Gar if they really did the right thing, which Gar responds, "I damn well hope so, Rose. I damn well hope so." It's so weird seeing Beast Boy with Ravager when, you know, he had such a thing with Raven and with Terra. He likes the mentally unstable ones, doesn't he? Like, that's his thing. He's like, "Yeah, you're bipolar? Here's my number. Chat me up." I don't know. Alright, Rose later appears in the DC Rebirth relaunch with her original Cambodian origin and mixed race heritage now restored and both eyes intact. She is seen working as an exotic club bouncer who moonlights as a teenage mercenary and reunites with her father after someone puts a hit on her. Her past in the New 52 continuity also appears to be retconned, as she makes no mention of Nowhere and claims to have been trained by Nightwing, much to Slade's annoyance. As a young adult, Rose worked as a bouncer with precognitive mercenary, accepting contracts to prevent other hitmen from carrying out theirs. The latter job in particular earning Slade's disdain, and when Slade learned of an assassination notice put out on her, he reappeared in her life under the guise of wanting to help her track down the one responsible. I bet you he did it. Just like he did before. I bet it was him. So following an encounter with Batman, it was revealed that Deathstroke himself put the hit on her. I told you! As a means to bond with her. Oh God, bless it. Disillusioned with her already troubled relationship with her father, Rose instead decided to bond with her mother's family, seeking them out in northern Vietnam, where she learned of the name her mother had given her, Zaya, before finding her father's or her mother's family in Minneapolis. Despite being happy with her new family, hacker Hosan Park sought her out for protection from her father, proposing to her under the impression of that Deathstroke would not harm his daughter's husband. Rose refused, but after learning that her new family was actually hired by Slade, accepted Hosan's proposal to spite her father, before she returned to Los Angeles for Joey's wedding to Etienne. During the ceremony, when confronted on this manipulation, Slade claimed that he hired Rose's fake family so she can learn about her Hmong heritage. Soon after, an enraged Jericho attacked his father for supposedly killing Etienne. Rose is injured when she attempted to restrain her brother, leaving her with a fractured skull.
Wow.
So what do you guys think? Like, this is crazy, right? It seems like every time they started doing something really cool with her, they kind of cut it off. And I don't know, like I said, I don't know what to think. I don't know how to interpret it, because I don't know what they are actually doing with the character. Did they make the character older? Is the character still a teen working at an exotic club? Because that's not cool, even if you're just a bouncer. I don't know. I mean, all these different like relationships that people are trying to have with her, I don't get it. But let me know, did I miss anything? Did I miss anything of significance? Let me know. Like I said, you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on Twitter and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, where I post superhero memes daily. So check those out. It would really do me a massive solid to subscribe to the channel and be a part of the community there. I love having conversations with you guys. I love getting emails from you guys. I get quite a few emails. But, you know, if you have questions, comments, critiques, requests for future episodes, let's do it on YouTube. Like, I mean, just because the more interaction it shows, the more conversation we can have, especially with other people that may be just as big, if not bigger, fans than you, you know, of certain characters. Not of me, I don't care about that. But you know, like, it's just a lot of fun. All right, but let me get into her powers. So, her original powers. Inheriting abilities from her progenitor, and having them enhanced via mainlining of the Super Soldier Serum that gave Deathstroke his powers, Rose Wilson possesses increased reflexes, stamina, agility, speed, strength, and heightened mental acuity. She was also prone to psychotic episodes, such as when she gouged out her own eye to be more like her father while under its effects. She's also received some training from Nightwing, including the virtues of being a hero. She also possesses a precognitive sense that lets her see into the immediate future. This allows her to react to oncoming attacks against her and counter them accordingly. That's an awesome power. I'm going to be using that. Now, she currently wields twin energy katanas that can cut through anything except flesh and briefly merge into an energy shield. She also carries with her a small stash of adrenaline, both because Clock King had briefly managed to make her addicted to the substance, and also because while high on adrenaline, her precognitive sense evolves into the ability to glimpse into scenes from her immediate future. However, the more she uses the adrenaline to enhance her powers, the more her metabolism is unbalanced, straining her health. And the thing with adrenaline is, if you can get used to a certain amount, so you know, you don't take a small hit. You always go up. So, you know, there's a lot with that. Now, the New 52 and DC Rebirth powers. In the New 52 rebooted DC's continuity, the source of Rose's powers are metagenes. She can dampen another person's powers and abilities, such as weakening invulnerability, and do damage to people such as Superboy or Mr. Majestic. She also has anti-psionic powers that make her immune to Jericho's possession abilities and Superboy's telekinesis. These facilities also psychically link her to other Gen Actives, enabling multi-way mental communication with people enhanced by the Gen Factor. The limits of these powers are still unknown. You know, I don't like the new power set. I like her old power set. It just works. It just works so well. But to sit there and be like, yes, I'm going to dampen your invulnerability. Come on. Come on. Come on. I get it, but that's no fun. Alright, in Rebirth Publishing, Ravager reacquires her old superhuman skill set prior to Flashpoint. The only difference is now she derives her abilities from the hereditary metagene begotten from her father, which became active due to prolonged exposure to Mr. Wilson's sword, the Deathstroke. Retaining the enhanced conditional practices of superhuman strength, durability, agility, healing, etc., she's also been bestowed a unique variation of the enhanced mind her father possessed. Beyond the simple augmented brain percentage giving Deathstroke his genius intellect, Rose has an accelerated probability factor wherein she can predict the future via cataloging and assembling details in a highly accurate outcome assessment. So basically they took her precog abilities away and they were like, her brain moves super fast now, so she can just kind of figure out what you're doing while you're doing it and counter it accordingly. Maybe that works. I don't know yet. But fun facts. A character loosely based on Rose Wilson and Ravager, named Isabel Rochef, appears in the second season of Arrow, portrayed by Summer Glau. She was trained by Slade Wilson to help him seek revenge on Oliver Queen, and she initially infiltrates Queen Consolidated to take over the company until she is mortally wounded by John Diggle. She receives a blood transfusion and is injected with the Mirakuru Super Soldier Serum to enhance her physical capabilities. Adopting the alias of Ravager, she attempts to seek revenge on Diggle. Despite being hit by a vehicle driven by Felicity Smoke, Rochef survives and assassinates several Starling City citizens on Slade's orders, such as Turncoat Mayor Sebastian Blood. By the end of the season, she is captured by Oliver, his allies, and members of the Justice League, or members of the League of Assassins, led by Nysa Al Ghul. Proving uncooperative, she boasts of Slade killing Oliver's mother, and Moira Queen, until Nyssa kills her. Whew! Rose Wilson as Ravager appears in Teen Titans Go in 2013. This version is a recurring enemy of the eponymous Titans, as well as a friend of Raven, Starfire, Jinx, and Terra. Rose Wilson as Ravager also appears in the second season of Titans. Following an extramarital affair between Deathstroke and an unnamed prostitute, this version inherited his healing factor, became a skilled combatant, and was initially unaware of her father's identity. Come on, that's terrible. After seeking him out, she was recruited by Deathstroke to serve as a mole in the Titans at the cost of her left eye. She works with and secretly helps disband the Titans, claiming she wants revenge on Deathstroke to avenge her dead half-brother Jericho, until her mission is compromised by her budding relationship with Jason Todd, who leaves her upon learning of her true intentions, and Dick Grayson revealing Deathstroke killed Jericho. Rose subsequently betrays her father and grievously injures him, unknowingly causing Jericho's spirit to leave him and possess her before joining a new iteration of the Titans. That's weak sauce. I'm calling that now. That's not cool. All right, Rose Wilson appears in the DC Superhero Girls episode #DinnerForFive. This version is a friend of Barbara Gordon and displays more morality than other incarnations. An alternate universe incarnation of Rose Wilson appears in Justice League Crisis of Two Earths. This version sports red hair and is the daughter of President Slade Wilson, who vocally opposes his policy of appeasement towards the crime syndicate. After the Justice League were brought to an alternate Earth to fight the syndicate, Martian Manhunter falls in love with Rose after saving her from an assassination attempt and volunteers to be her bodyguard. After the League defeat the syndicate, Manhunter reluctantly parts ways with her. Whew! Rose Wilson appears in Deathstroke, Knights and Dragons, the movie. This version is the leader of Hive, the Hive Queen, following the apparent death of its previous leader, Jackal. Rose Wilson as Ravager appears in DC Universe Online. She also appears as a support card in the mobile version of Injustice Gods Among Us. The Teen Titans Go incarnation of Rose Wilson and Ravager appears as a non-playable character in LEGO Dimensions. She also appears as a playable character in LEGO DC Supervillains and a playable character in DC Legends. Rose Wilson as Ravager appears in Teen Titans Go number 49. She travels to Jump City to claim what is rightfully hers, and during which she attacks Wintergreen and Professor Chang for items that previously belonged to her father, Slade. After destroying Chang's robot factory, she goes on a rampage and vows to defeat the Teen Titans in an attempt to carry on Slade's legacy. After fighting Robin, the Titans help her realize she is free to make her own decisions in life and offer her a home and family. Moved by their words, Rose decides to train with the Titans until she is ready to face her future as a better person. Why does that sound like a punishment? I don't know. Rose Wilson as Ravager appears in Smallville Season 11. After her father Slade was rendered catatonic by imprisonment in the Phantom Zone, she attempts to continue his work by killing the next generation of superheroes, the Teen Titans. And Rose Wilson as Ravager makes cameo appearances in DC Superhero Girls. Whew, she's got a lot of appearances. Now, I will say, I was not a fan of her in the Titans live action show. I just wasn't. It seemed like they were trying too hard with it. I don't know. Let's see here. Yeah. What do you guys think of Ravager? I mean, there's a lot to her, right? Let me give my final thoughts. Ravager is an amazing hero with a really cool backstory. At one point, it was suggested that she actually had unlimited precog abilities, which we addressed. Basically, this meant she could see the brief, immediate future. And I think it was said because, because of her enhanced speed and mental acuity, these effects seem like precog, but it wasn't really. I think she should have this. I think it would make her like the ultimate assassin. So here's what I want to do. Like, I wanted to get that out of the way. I wanted to make sure, like, I liked her precog abilities, at least for the immediate sense. I don't want her to see, like, a month down the road. I want her to see, like, 10 seconds, 30 seconds, a minute, you know, like something like that, like immediate. But with that, I want to do an animated movie where she was like caught in a conflict with Deathstroke, all of her team was killed, and only she remained. So this would be like an Elseworld story. Then let's have Deathstroke get with other villains and take out the heroes one by one. But she's really watching anyone that she sided with just get eliminated. Lex Luthor, he could be in it because he was always a great strategist. But Deathstroke, he was in it. Like, he knows how to formulate a plan and follow through with it, you know? Like, he was in the junk, so to speak. But anyways, let's have Ravager be one of, if not the only capable survivor left around. Because you can have people that may be fatally or grievously injured. So they may still be alive, but they may be in a wheelchair or, you know, something like that. So she's like one of the only capable survivors left around. So she uses her skills. And if you guys hear my dog in the background, I'm sorry. He's a jerk. But she uses her skills and starts hunting down the villains that are there, slowly working her way up to her father. He can even be with, like, Darkseid. But the main thing is that Ravager, who had such a rough upbringing, and then she finally gets, like, a family that genuinely cares about her and her well-being, it all gets taken away from her and pushes her way, way over the edge. Like, I think this could be a lot of fun to watch because Ravager has a flair for the dramatic. Like, she likes putting on a show. So she'd make each death pretty significant, and I'd love to see the writers and animators make that a reality. But what do you guys think? I would love to hear it. Let me know. Like I said, you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. You can find me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can find me on TikTok and YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. And I would genuinely love it if you like, comment, subscribed, if you have questions, fun facts I may have missed, things about her history that I may have missed, things you would like to do with the character. I would love to have a conversation with you. And if you have requests for future episodes, let me know. I am 100% here behind it. But guys, I think that's going to do it for me this week. I hope everyone's blessed. I hope everyone is happy. I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. See you guys later. Bye-bye.